This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. I don't believe I've ever seen a more deceitful media in my lifetime. Glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com. You can also call the show at 844-551-8255. I have watched this media, this leftist media industrial complex, just go to town on the idea that Donald Trump is a racist. The most ridiculous, I can't even explain to you how crazy it sounds when, and I don't watch them, but I get the clips because that's how we do the show. And I have to tell you, it so makes me want to be on TV. I'm not talking about as a pundit, but as a TV guy, to just go after a guy like Don Lemon, for example. I used to have respect for Don Lemon. I thought he was a moderate. But I will tell you, I've watched this guy over the past year and a half, and he has truly just gone so far to the left. And it's a simple thing, I'll tell you why. He so depends now on the money and the adulation that he's had to pander to the audience. When Don was a centrist, he got hate mail. But now that he goes after Trump, that he accuses Donald Trump of being a liar, well, people love him. They think he's wonderful. Don, no, you got to watch Don Lemon. And I'm telling you, his audience is dwindling. I don't look at the numbers. I'm just making observational predictions. This guy's audience is dwindling, and he had to shift the other direction. And I'm going to tell you something. That means he lost his soul. I'm watching these guys. You don't understand the demeaning of racism. If you don't understand racism, then you're racist and this, that, and the other. It's like I was talking the other day about you're transphobic if you don't believe in dating a transgender person. No, you're not. It means you're normal. It means that you believe that as a man or a woman, if you're a woman your boyfriend used to be a girl, I don't consider you transphobic if you go, no, I want a biological male. But the left wants you to believe that you're something if you don't agree to this. How about I just be human and I just agree that that's not what I want? It would be like saying, I don't like fish. You're fish phobic. No, I just don't like fish. I don't want to eat it. I don't like the smell. I don't like the taste. I don't like the texture. Why is it that I have to be something if I don't like fish? I get it. You want to put a definition on it. That's fine. If you want to have a word to stick into Webster's, call it fish phobic, okay? But don't imply that it makes me some bad human being. If you want to say to me, Kevin, you're transphobic, that is the definition of somebody who doesn't want to date a transsexual. Okay, I'll take the definition. I'm happy about it. I'm cool with that. But if you want to make it sound like you're a bad person because you don't want to date a transgender person, no, I don't accept that. I have my preferences, and I'm sticking with them. Now, just for the record, there are many people that have said, my aunt, I'll give you a perfect example. Now, this is not a good statement, but my aunt said, I don't want any of my children marrying outside of their race. Now, this is a black woman. My aunt, racist, doesn't want her kids marrying outside of her race, out of their race. Okay? Fast forward 10 years. Two of her kids married outside of their race. And you know what she did? She accepted it. Yeah, it was a racist comment in the sense that but you could say that, right? No, it was a preference. I prefer my kids marry inside of their race. What happened? Two of her kids married outside of her race. Did she ostracize them? Did she kick them to the curb? Did she not talk to them? No, she embraced them. The daughters-in-laws that she currently has, she loves with all her heart. So what exactly are we, you know, that the statement, if when you hear it, it's like, oh, look, folks, what's happening to us is people are lying to us. The leftist media wants you to believe in this boogeyman of the lexicon that If Donald Trump says that these countries, and he picks out some countries are bad, he's got to be a racist. We're going to delve into that more today by just talking about it from the standpoint of trust. The media has lost our trust. The political institution has lost our trust. And they think they're going to get it back by making us feel stupid. You elected a racist. No, I would say to you, Don Lemon, and to the other leftists, you elected a racist. You elected a man who used black people to get elected and then completely abandoned them. Look at the numbers. Don't believe me. Go look at the numbers. And a guy who has improved the lot of blacks in less than a year, more so than Barack Obama. And what do? They tell you, he's the one not to be trusted. He's a racist. Look at what he says. Look at this, that, and the other. Forget what he did. And sadly, the people like Don Lemon, I can't go on the show because I would absolutely destroy this man's career. But I listen to what they say. All these pundits, and I'm telling you, I'm convinced that at some point I'm going to be on TV to essentially change the narrative. I don't like that we don't have somebody fighting harder for us against this nonsense. I didn't watch it, but I saw a clip of Trevor Noah. I don't even remember what the clip was about, but it was some, you know, funny take on Trump being a racist yet again. Wow, surprise, surprise. Look. What's funny about this to me, most funny, is that it's not going to work. I don't care. The left can talk about racism until they're blue in the face. They can call Donald Trump the worst guy on the planet. It is not going to work. I'm giving you a freebie. You know, no charge. Just understand, you're not going to make Donald Trump into a racist, no matter what he says. And unless Donald Trump comes out and says, I hate Negroes, and I hate everything they stand for, you're not going to make him a racist, because he isn't, number one. He'd never say it. And they have to understand that we are smarter than they think we are. See, I find it insulting that guys like Lemon and others that are these TV guys want to try to convince me, Kevin, your truth, the things that you see as truth are not. They're lies. No, Don, yours are lies. And that's why they always backfire. If you ever wonder why is the left, they always think they're winning. They're losing. Trust me, they are, folks. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today. I'm glad you're with me. Kevin Jackson Show. Coming.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Donald Trump fit as a fiddle? Or is he? It's really funny to hear people talking about the president's fitness. 70-something years old, and you'd never guess it to look at him. I mean, the energy of a 20-something-year-old kid. And I think part of it is, and it's a friend of mine who's a massage therapist says, you know, when you marry a young girl and Donald Trump's, you know, been in multiple relationships, his testosterone level stays high. You know, he's still kind of out there on the prowl, I guess. I don't know. That's what this friend of mine, who's an Italian guy, he's like, Kevin, you got to stay on the prowl. Oh, my goodness. But it's driving the left crazy because they want Trump diagnosed as dying. They want cancer. They want brain cancer. They want it all, man. They want this dude out of the picture so bad. And what's funny, they want him out of the picture when he's the best president they've ever seen. That should just tell you something. It would be like somebody just coming to your house handing you, I don't know, like Publishers Clearing House. They come hand you $5,000 a week and you're like, man, I just hope that dude dies. You're going to get $5,000 a week for the rest of your life. Man, I so wish the demise of that dude right there. always coming over here bringing me that money, acting all like I should be beholden and stuff. How can you complain when somebody is printing money? If you got money in the stock market and you're complaining about Donald Trump, then shame on you. If you are in the job hunt right now and you're sitting there looking at three different opportunities, you need to get off the... I'm just telling you. It's so funny. But they want him gone. Oh, my goodness. You know, and what's... here's the problem with that. When you... As I talked about before, and our theme for today is trust, if you will. If you can't be trusted to look at something objectively, like the Trump first year, and just conclude, hey, look, I don't like the guy. I may think he's a racist, but I'm benefiting. Because all this talk of America being racist is so ridiculous. I'll be honest with you. It's so boring to me. I hate when Fox and those people call me to go, Kevin, let's come on and talk about, you know, the racism of them. Really? But the only reason why I do it is because we need a voice of reason to refute the stupid nature of leftism, the ideology that looks for things that don't exist. It's amazing to me. Einstein said, whoever is careless with the truth in small matters cannot be trusted in important matters. And the media wants you to believe that Donald Trump is unfit to serve. Just think about that. They say he's unhinged. He's the guy that's going to push the button. He's had many opportunities to push the button. He could have said, let's go and continue stirring up mess in Iran. He says, no, let the Iranian revolution handle it. We'll be here. He could have gone and stirred up more incidents in North Korea. Right now we got North Korea making olive branches over to South Korea, talking about going to the Olympics and whatever else. I don't know where all this stands, but I'll tell you this. It's not the actions of a madman. Didn't they tell you? Oh, you know, I don't know, they've given you a host of things that's wrong with him. And, you know, all the reasons that he should be impeached and all these different things. And you're just sitting to yourself saying, you know, these are not big issues. Trump making a comment, which, by the way, they say was debunked, that he actually used, you know, crap hole. But whatever he said, it was true. And so here he is speaking the truth that you know in your heart, because there's, you know, Shakespeare is the one that said, I believe he said this, let every eye negotiate for itself and trust no agent. So in other words, you evaluate what you see. You look at Trump and determine, is his racism impacting your life or anybody else's for that matter? Because it doesn't exist. Because what I will tell you that's impacting your life is you feel better. The consumer confidence is up. You see, whether you have money in the stock market or not, you see what's going on with the stock market. By the way, gold is at 1360 or something like that. It's up. So all these indicators are rising, but they want you to believe this. They want you to believe their truth. The left, that is. You can't trust them with the big stuff if you cannot trust them to just tell you the truth about Trump's economy, about, you know, all the race. It's funny. I hear these guys talk about racism of Trump, and I say to myself, you never mention the racism of Hillary Clinton. You never mention the racism of Barack Obama. You never mention all this ethnocentric racist nonsense that occurs on a daily basis, but you want to mention racism about Trump. But I'm off a little bit. I want to go back to this health, because this is where the left seems to want to, you know, that's one of the places where they see, I don't know, a chink in the armor or something. So let's listen to what the doctor said, the White House doctor, when he gave the report on Donald Trump's health.
Tell the current president about his predecessor's exercise routine, and does this president ask you about how he could follow his predecessor's example to be as fit as Barack Obama was? And the second question, do you keep a tally of how much golf the U.S. president plays? That is something the press office repeatedly does not tell us. Do you keep a tally, and do you consider that exercise?
No, I've not had that conversation. No, I don't keep a tally. And yes, like everything else, being on the golf course, there is a certain amount of exercise involved in that. Next question.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. So, some British dude, I don't know who he works for, asked the White House doctor if he follows Barack Obama's routine. The reason why I'm chuckling is, do you remember, you guys remember, you know what I'm laughing about, right? When Barack Obama's got those weights and he's straining with those 5-pound weights. Man, he's like, and they posted those pictures. Biggest sissy on the planet, lifting 5-pound weights and straining. Look, I don't know how long, how many times you gotta lift 5 pounds before you strain, but for me, it would be hundreds. I'm just saying, I can sit there and watch an entire TV show, I'm talking about an hour long, and just keep working a 5-pound weight. Barack Obama's in the gym with these little skinny lazy. It is so embarrassing. It truly was. You saw it, right? I mean, he was ridiculed over it. But here's the guy, his predecessor's routine, to be as fit as Obama. As fit as Obama? That's your barometer? To a fit? Fit to be tied? Fit to be fitted for an orange jumpsuit? Fit to as fit as Obama. But... And so here's the left feeding into the narratives. Is he not as fit as Obama? I'd say no, because he spends more time actually doing things that are productive and, you know, doing things that are better, that are improving the nation. So he doesn't have time for that nonsense. He's on the 8-year plan for the presidency, and then that's it. And I don't know. I just find the media so amazing to watch and to listen to. And again, the level of deceit. Bringing up Obama as if that's like a compare, you know, well, he's obviously not as fit as Obama. How could he possibly govern?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Short, sweet, and to the point, the president says out. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, kjradio.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to give us a call. So President Trump kicked out CNN reporter Jim Acosta. Now, he represents, Acosta represents fake news. I mean, this dude is the epitome of fake news, and he constantly pushes the limit when he's at the White House, particularly when he's being a part of the White House press pool with Sarah Sanders. Disingenuous grandstanding hack who wants to think of himself as a journalist, but he's not. He's far from it. Childish antics beyond belief. I mean, just interrupting. When I watch Jim Acosta when he's, supposedly doing his job, I think to myself, here's a guy that's got a book deal in mind. He sees it as, look, I'm going to do my job, and I'm going to do it to the best of my ability to represent my company with professionalism and honor and so on and so forth. Now, I personally do my job, and I say, I do this job with the idea that I want to honor God. I want God to look at what I say and what I do and go, you know what? You know, go forth there, you know, my warrior, conservative warrior. You're doing good work. And it isn't with the idea of, oh, this is going to make what I say next could make me the next star. Kevin, you could be a star, even a superstar. Nothing never crosses my mind. When I go on TV to do an interview, I don't go, ooh, you know, boy, this will be the one. This is the one that's going to get me trending on social media or whatever. I don't give a crap. I'm being honest with you. I don't care. One producer, he came on with me. I was sitting in the chair, and he says to me, okay, now, Kev, here's what we want to do. We want to, you know, give high energy, and we want you to do it. And I said, stop. I said, I interview the way I interview. Don't try to coach me. I'm not trying to coach you. I understand we hired you. You know, you're a professional. I go, then that's it. Nice talking to you. Not trying to be rude, but don't tell me how to do my job. And that was it. I'm not going to tell you what producer, what show, whatever, but don't try to coach me. I'm going to be me. Kevin, we want you to bring some energy. And this is the angle that we, I don't give a crap about your angle. I don't give a crap about your energy. If the subject matter is energizing, I'll give you energy. If the subject matter is, you know, dismal, I'm going to give you dismal. I'm going to give you facts that go, whoa, I'm going to scare you. If I'm here to, if what you say is not what I like, I may put some fear in you. Or I may put some joy and some laughter. I don't know. But don't tell me what to do, what emotion you want me to evoke. But see, when I watch Acosta, I see a conniving rat. A guy who is looking for any way to feather his nest. And look, I'm not mad at people that see careers in that way. I'm not going to be mad at you. I just say, why can't you still be genuine? We'll play clips of these people. You're going to hear stuff today that you go, how do you defend that? He can't possibly believe that because it isn't believable. Disingenuous grandstanding, that's what I called it. In his latest attention-grabbing movie, threw a hissy fit, and he claimed that White House aides shouted in his face to drown out his questions. And this is when the president was having a meeting with the president of Kazakhstan, and this was on Tuesday, and he stopped taking questions from the press because he was wrapping up the meeting. And guess what? That has to happen. But Acosta decide he's going to, you know, be part of the freak show and wants to ask another question, which I probably have been asking questions all the way through. I don't know, but I'm just guessing that he did. Here's the thing. The president is with a president of another nation, and there's a certain amount of pomp and circumstance that comes with that. And as opposed to understanding that and letting this man do his job, because they always say he's golfing, but as opposed to letting him do his job, Acosta wants to, you know, disrupt and look at what I did. And, you know, again, working on that book. And President Trump says, out. So Acosta tweets, as I attempted to ask questions in the Roosevelt room of Trump White House, press aide shouted in my face to drown out my questions. I've never encountered that before. Well, you know what I bet you press aides were tired of? They were tired of the interruptions. They were tired of watching Acosta grandstand and pretend that he's bigger than the moment. See, that's the thing. And I look at that as let's be honest, folks. There are people on our side of the aisle that do the same thing. And I was talking about this to somebody recently. I said, I don't mind. I love working with conservatives. I love the cooperative nature when we put our energies together. I love it. But you know what I don't like? I don't like those people that are self-indulgent, that you go, I know this person is in it for himself. He believes, or she believes, that they are bigger than the movement. There is nothing, repeat, nothing bigger than what we're trying to accomplish here. And I'm not talking about beating up on the left. We beat up on the left only because they stand in the way of achievement, of doing something good. I don't care about left and right. There are many people on the right. Here's what I'll tell you about us. We jump on Lindsey Graham. We jump on McCain. We jump on these leftists like Flake, these supposed right people who are nothing but leftists. We jump on them the same way that we jump on anybody else. And I'll tell you something, if there were Democrats on the other side of the aisle fighting their people, saying, you know what, this is silly, I bring them over and go, look, I don't care they got a D after their name. I think it's idiotic, but because, you know, you shouldn't be a Democrat. But if you're going to put a D on your name for whatever reason, maybe because it's the only way you get elected, but you behave in a way that is pro-America, it is moving our cause forward, I'm not going to be mad at you. We demonstrate this all the time. The left will not do that. They don't jump on their own. The only time they jump on their own is when it's got political expediency. For example, Al Franken. We need to do something because our movement with respect to this women's thing and us promoting Kirsten Gillibrand, which, by the way, where is that at? In other words, we're going to sacrifice Franken for the good of the women's movement, because we're positioning to run Kirsten Gillibrand against Donald Trump in 2020. Congratulations. But they wanted him to stay. Oh, remember how everybody suddenly backtracked? They went after Al Franken. Oh, you know, he's going to need to resign. Then suddenly, like, you know, well, maybe, he, you know, I don't know. I think Al, you know, well, good for you. It happened anyway. So, but that's the only time. We And it's not sanctimonious. If we want our equivalent of an Al Franken to resign, it isn't because it's political expediency. It's because it's the right thing to do. So Acosta and all these guys are being disruptive, not because there was a reason to be disruptive. Why would you disrupt the president of the United States when he's talking to the president of Kazakhstan? What reason would you have? They're talking about issues related to his region and how the United States and they will partner in the future, whatever else. And here's Acosta going, hey, me, hey, call on me. Or antagonizing the president in some kind of way. And here's what I would ask of the media that always seems to want to ask Donald Trump the tough questions. This is a guy who makes himself available to the media constantly. Now, he'll tell them, don't be fake news. Report what you see. How about you report real stuff? Let me tell you, when the next GDP numbers come out, I'm curious to see how the media covers it, because we all know what's going to happen. The GDP numbers are going to be over three quarters in a row, something Barack Obama couldn't achieve. He couldn't get one in a row. If you were to let Barack Obama come back into office right now, he would drop the GDP, it would drop immediately, and he would still never get to three, except maybe the follow-on quarter of Trump's work. That would be the end. We go right down the toilet. The media knows it, and they don't want to give Donald Trump any credit. But Acosta wants to be a fly in the ointment at every single meeting that he has. Do you think his goal, when he goes to meet with Sarah Sanders or whatever, is to really get to the bottom of what's going on behalf of the American people? Or is he pandering to an audience that he thinks will look at him and go, you were so amazing, Jim. You were so brave. Which is, by the way, what one guy tweeted about him. How brave of you. Then he got mocked. People started mocking him. They were like, a couple of conservatives were like, Jim, you were so brave. It was as if you landed on the beaches of Normandy on D-Day and you took that fire from the Germans who were sitting up in the hawk's nest, you know, and he deserved that mocking. Look at how many times these guys have gotten it wrong. For Acosta to go and challenge the president on anything when they've gotten it wrong, report after report, correction after correction, debunked story after debunked story.
Oh, Donald Trump hacked, he was part of the hacking from WikiLeaks and they got it in advance. Oh, oops, sorry, no, that's not what it read.
And, all the different things that these people are, it's quite frankly sad, it really is.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Let me switch to another subject, though, because you brought up the fact that DACA is alive and well now. And one of the reasons it's alive and well is because you, as California's Attorney General, filed a lawsuit where the judge agreed to stop the phasing out of DACA by March. I want to ask you about that, because this, it seems to me, sir, is not the no-brainer that some people suggested. As President Obama didn't even create the DACA Act, didn't even protect the Dreamers until 2012, almost four full years into his term, when he was running for re-election. Why doesn't, just as a matter of principle and of law, why doesn't President Trump have the same right to end DACA? And in fact, he doesn't want to end DACA. He just wants it to be a congressional law, not an executive action. But why doesn't he have the same right to move on DACA that President Obama did when he started it 4 years into his term?
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's a that's a question that I've asked before on this show. I said, you know, President Obama decides he's going to issue an illegal executive order. And I don't know if we challenged it at the time, but it's illegal. It's an executive order. It's, there's no law to it whatsoever. There's no bite in it. But when President Trump comes in, he says, well, I don't like that executive order. I rescind it. And so this guy goes on, well, you know, and of course, I'm going to let you hear the rest of his answer because it's amazing. It's amazing. It gets asked twice what happens, and because Chris Wallace, who by the way is a leftist, he's at least the guy that goes, I don't get the logic here. But I want you to hear this guy's answer. He's the Attorney General of California, and here's what you have to understand as you're listening to his answer. This is a man who's been elected to a statewide office, a very powerful office, the Attorney General of California. He's supposed to know the law. He applies this law not based on actual legal precedent. He applies it based on leftist ideology. And worse than that, from the standpoint of, I'm going to essentially cede California to Mexico. These are the people in power in California. This should scare Californians the most. Now, America, we can essentially say, you're not going to do this. The federal government can step in with the state of California and say at some point, you're acting completely illegally, and we're going to be talking about that as it pertains to sanctuary cities. But I still want you to hear the rest of this, guys. I want you to hear his answer, and then you're going to hear Chris Wallace go, well, that doesn't answer my question, but here it is.
Chris, because no person in this country, even the president, is above the law. And if he wants to take an action, he must do it according to the law. And as the judge held in this case, the president and his administration acted arbitrarily and capriciously. And so that's why we've been able to have several victories. It's kind of poetic that the son of immigrants is the person wielding the legal slingshot against the Trump administration's attacks on our constitutional civil rights. But the reason we keep winning, in fact, we're batting 1,000 against this administration, is because the president believes he's above the law, and he continues to act arbitrarily and capriciously in taking actions. If you want to change the law, Chris, don't break it.
Well, I'm not sure I understand how he's breaking it. He was saying this was an executive order taken by the president. It wasn't even a law. And here you had Donald Trump saying, I'm rescinding that executive order, giving 6 months to do so. Why is that breaking a law?
Because, Chris, you go about a process. Even President Obama went about a process to establish an executive order. You go about a process. Remember, you have a whole bunch of people in this country. When our government takes action, they start to rely on the representations of our government to their detriment. And so whether it's the consumer who decides to get health care or the consumer who decides to go send his kids to a particular college, it's based on certain representations oftentimes that the government says we'll be there in this respect on health care or on education or on immigration. And if you're going to try to unwind that, you've got to do it through the right process. And clearly the president has continued to be arbitrary and capricious in the way he's tried to undo things. And that's why, as I said before, we haven't lost a case yet against Donald Trump.
Welcome back, everybody. Holy cow. Becerra. The Attorney General for the state of California doesn't care about his citizens. He cares about the Dreamers who are illegal citizens at this point and who Donald Trump is saying, let's look at the situation. Let's fix it. And he's saying it's illegal. What's he doing trying to fix it? What's he doing taking that out of the executive order of Barack Obama, which, by the way, shouldn't have ever been in force? I mean, that's what he should have been suing over. Why aren't we letting Congress do this? And for the record, if Barack Obama really cared about the Dreamers, why didn't he do that when he had control of both the House and the Senate during his first few bits, time in office? Instead, what did he work on? Obamacare. Where's that gone? You know, it's funny to hear these guys and his terminology. He said it twice. That I pick up on little things. I'm sure you did as well. I'm not trying to say, look at me. But arbitrary and capricious. He said that a couple of times. There's nothing arbitrary and capricious about this. Nothing. What he's describing is his argument. That's what he's describing. Isn't this beautiful? When you listen to the left, you don't have to worry about how do I interpret it. I know I'm giving away trade secrets here. Don't tell anybody. But he said arbitrary and capricious twice. Talking points. He has no answer to this. Why are you telling the president of the United States that he's illegal in doing exactly what the other president did by undoing that? And then he says he's got to follow procedures. Nobody's above the law. These are talking points. If Donald Trump felt he was above the law, he would say, I'm rescinding it and I don't care what Congress does. He says, I'm going to rescind it, put it back into Congress. You guys figure it out. I'm happy to take it through the normal channels. The guy who claims that he's a lawyer. He's the Attorney General of California. He should know the law. And what he's saying to you is, I don't give a crap about your laws. I represent Mexico. I represent these dreamers. Look, you tell me, if the Republicans were in any way smart, what they would say to all of America is the Democrats fight harder for non-citizens than they fight for their citizens. Do you know the problems in the Latino community in America? The Americans, that are of Latino descent, do you know the problems they face every day? What are they doing to help them? The answer is nothing. They're pandering in hopes that these Latinos are going to go, oh, well, at least they're dealing with Latino issues. There is no such thing as a Latino issue. There are American issues and there are non-American issues. American and foreign. That's it. This is not a Latino issue, immigration. If the Republicans are smart, they'll say, you can make this anything you want. This is not a Latino issue. It just happens that we border with Mexico. And that's our biggest problem, because we border with Canada, and that's not a big problem. We don't have an influx of Canadians. Why? Maybe because they have a little better economy. But we're willing to help you build your economy. Have we not helped you enough with a $58 billion trade deficit? By putting the Maquila Dores account, you know, the border manufacturing right across and having us have, you know, in this case, at least free trade for the time being. We put $58 billion a year into your economy. You can't do something with that? What more do you want us to do? I look at it as when you're stealing people's people, I mean, it's tantamount to slavery. It really is. Hey, I tell you what, Mexico, send over everybody willing to travel 2,000 miles by foot. These are people that, I mean, for all intents and purposes, they're pretty doggone motivated. Now, the problem is the motivation isn't to come here and work hard. The problem is the motivation to come here and get on our welfare system. That's why they need to get here legally. Because we know if you get here legally, you're going to learn the language. You're going to learn our culture. You're going to learn our traditions, our customs, etc. And you have to become Americanized. That's the difference. But then he goes on, he brags, we haven't lost the case yet. Yeah, you haven't lost the case in the courts where your California district courts and the Ninth Circuit, because they're all stacked in the favor of every nonsensical thing you want to do. They're ideologically right in line with you in lockstep. But what about the Supreme Court? Did you lose the travel ban? Of course. Are you going to lose on DACA? Of course. In fact, Donald Trump's team said, we'll fix you. We're not even going to go. We're not going to appeal this ruling to the Ninth Circuit. We're going to appeal this ruling directly to the Supreme Court. And you know what the Supreme Court's going to do? They're going to vote probably 6-3 in favor of the president. Worst case scenario goes 5-4. But DACA is over. Period. So what? You added some temporary legs. It's over soon. Trust me on that.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.